Dairy Farmer magazine, which was published in Des Moines, Iowa. And the copy that he had from 1924, he said that his family bought it for a bushel of hay.
No, wheat.
Of wheat, excuse me. And that they always got this magazine, mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, because the salesman himself was a farmer. And of course, when he gathered, especially whenever this stuff, food will win the war. That was the street advertising on the billboards.
During the war.
First of all.
Food will win the war.
Okay. Yeah. This is a fact. Like, what did you want to register there? What the
This is our third interview with Morris Blyberg. This is Anita Newell and Judy Rubenstein on October
17th, 1994. Yeah. Okay. Morris, we would like to know something about your working life. When
I helped Mother carry the tub into the stream and catch a little fish for Friday.
Okay, how old were you at that time?
Well, I couldn't be much older. Let's see. I was born in 3,
yeah.
Father left in 7. May, I was 4 years old then. And I helped Mother before Father left, but I can't remember my father in Europe because 4 o'clock up in the morning as a kid of 3, I wasn't awake. And he came in the evenings after he was through. I was asleep because it was always after dark, come what season it may be, because it had much more in the summer. And in the winter that he made his rounds on the Rand's estate, 4 farms. And this is a question they asked me, what brought the father here? He carried a big load and he couldn't see a future. Because when he started out with one farm after he was married, and the boss went to Israel to build colonies under Turkish so-called country's permission, because that's who owned it in those days. It was that he the record of 88-91 when the father served in cavalry.
We did go through that.
Actually, we want to know now about, say, World War One. After World War One, in the kind of work that you did here in America.
When they brought me here.
Afterward, yeah, about World War One.
World War One, I was a good shot already. I was saving for Liberty Bonds, the quarters to get.
Uh-huh.
May I ask, Morris, in starting your working life, of course, as a child, you worked here too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Start from your youth here, your
from
working
time. From the time we arrived here,
yeah.
The 12th of December, 1990.
Right.
Not here, Latrobe.
Yes, that's correct.
That is correct.
We went through that,
And we were registered in the Dairy Township School off the Johnson Farm. As a suburb of Latrobe. Stayed in that place till 20th of February, 1911. We lived there. My younger brother was born in Kingston, 1910, September the 8th, I think.
Yes,
we were
going to
have a sympathy here. Thanks for the report. My niece's oldest son is getting married to a Chicago young lady. They met from nowhere else but at work. And he's established here in the city now. Yeah. And he's still living in the urban here. And the next one's house. And my son's married with 2 grandchildren. So
what is their name?
Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. He originally is a Greensburg. Originally from Greensburg, from the good family street.
That's okay.
I can't help it, but there were some excellent people there. Which ones were the best? Well, to me, they were all nice because we had no reason to be originally in the little town of Jeanette, being dependent upon Greensburg Judaism, because we didn't have shul at that time, but we did have a house of worship on Jenkins, butcher shop, and upstairs, we would call it up there. Upstairs, the main street, and the women were separated. They wouldn't let them in, those days. But however, we did have urbanites join us. And they were just very slim, and they had a sense of horror that took out from the town of Bergen. Now you ask me what year that could have been. Speak of 1912. Jackson was already in business there, shoe business in Bourbon. Uh-huh. And that store in Greensburg also, Bourbon. I don't know if they went as far as Mount Pleasant, but it was very successful.
And you were helping out in the family at this time, had a farm or not?
Oh, we came to the farm. Okay. The father had a 5-year agreement with the proprietor. Before he made a change, before he moved out of Kingston. Yes, but we were on a small plot, what we call a renter's assistant to the owner of the farm house there, a small barn. My dad was busy in the Ligonier Valley, Edwin. It was only a stone throw there from Buttermilk Falls, you've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
We raised some cattle almost to the bridge there where Buttermilk Falls.
And on the farm was
this was the farm that we moved to on the 20th of 1911, February, was owned by Charlie Arvesta and Nick Pashkatur, if you can spell those names. And these men had a restaurant and bar in Lake Cove. And how did Daddy get acquainted with him? He helped them in the evenings when he came in, the best he could, and gathered the gallon jugs out of the way because they were a nuisance in these bar rooms. What did he do with them? Went with the empty wagon to the Ligonier Valley among his pals. He brought him a jug, he got a drink. That isn't the only thing. They gave him a nickel to top it off.
Yes.
If you had 100 jugs in the wagon, which you did more often than once, you had something to start with.
And did all the children, once you were on the farm, your father was peddling, you said?
It took not very much after we got
off the farm.
What was he peddling?
Gathering junk.
Oh.
Yeah.
And his hobby was, especially at that time, among the country farmers, why they could lend a helping hand. Mm-hmm. And then they had to pay what we call overnight stays, because if he came in an hour or two to lend a helping hand in the field, they gave him a long feed for the horses the next day. Mm-hmm. This is a comic. In his way of computing, but the German, he was very well familiar. Polish was his would say growing up, and would he speak some English? Well, that's how we helped him out. He started on in America because he was able to communicate with them very well. When you come, they called him by his first name. Roy, aren't you going to stop off at my place in Polish? Well, I can't give you that in the language. He said, give me a chance. I'll come over and again. He promised something. That's one thing the father. If he shook a hand, he didn't need no paperwork. Our business to not to lie. Don't promise something that you can't fulfill. My father, well, picture two sets of children, the youngest of 14. He volunteered after his older brother was drafted to service. And why did he volunteer? The same older brother I didn't know. He says, when you come home, well, they were on a farm. They were in the, often I heard him say that the footlands or the mountains, which would be towards Krakow. Now, I'm not that familiar with the area of space there, but only what I hear and what I've seen on the map. True, when my father's seen a field of potatoes here in this country, and they were boasting when he went up to Mount Clemens, Michigan potatoes, he says, you haven't seen potato country yet. Why? And he told him how it was where he came from. He didn't have to dig them. Up with the roots, and they had a bucketful. The foothills of the mountains. And the land was so productive, the fertility off the hills rushing down to the bottom, that they had to use oxen, in preference of horses, to the fork the ground, especially in the spring of the year, on account of the split fruit, where the horse were heavier than the oxen, would get down to the depth they were capable to move like the oxen.
So you're talking about farming in
yes.
Austria, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when your father began to farm here,
yes.
How was the family?
How many there
was? Describe how the family came to work on the farm. You
we,
all,
ourselves.
Yeah.
We were already established because we had to start in Kingston. We needed 6 cows and a team of horses in 1911.
Okay.
We were by foot and walked home. Half into the night from this early start in the morning. It's about 24 miles from Kingston, where they had to come around the road to the Glee Farm. And of course, the traffic was not heavy those days, but it's surely in February, I didn't make good time.
How many were you in the family at that
at
point?
At that time, we were 6.
Oh.
We were 5 coming over. David was born. Kingston and Leah the baby. Oh, she just celebrated her 50th wedding anniversary. She's in Encantado, California. My sister Leah, I'll show you on the picture. 50 years. Her husband is a Navy photographer, Navy a retired photographer. A lovely golf man who is unfortunately is not well. But I'm retired, both his son from Long Island. He made a success, and you wouldn't believe it one. He learned to build these little platforms where they ease up to weigh the freight onto the cars. He had 3 men working, and he and my father worked most of the time with all those stands, and they had a little spare time for flower built on the windows, flower boxes on the window frames. The 3 employees, all the money got the fund, will be an achievement. To this day, he's retired, he was just one of a lovely family, oldest son that's my nephew. And once in a while, I think I have some pictures of him.
Now, can
that's
we get back to the farm?
Yes.
And okay, so would you tell us just how the family got organized to work on the farm?
We were organized before we got to the farm, but we each lent a helping hand. We carried the milk with a milk can. I helped the goat. I wasn't really, couldn't carry a big can because from the upper farm to the we had one field to get to the girls' school, and there were customers of the Dixon family. Was one of our first customers. We didn't have to go far to unload with 6 cows. There was no time we had to build on a lean-to. You know what a lean-to is?
Yes.
We got the building from the Pennsylvania Railroad. They were putting in a tunnel in 16th Street of Jeanette through Jake Myers, the contractor, what it would cost him to tear it down and bring it home. I think my dad gave him $50. And not only was he became one of the friends, he could speak German, became one of our buddies. Paula's son and I went to school together, so here we went with a lean-to for 10 additional animals in the old farm, because the farm itself, yes, we could have a team of horses, and I remember, with this lean-to, when we moved in 1916, we had to build 1916 for the Kuiper farm, that was 5 years of it.
The farm your father bought.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your work on the farm was everything, or were you particularly involved with something, one special part?
How the income was? Well, would you believe we bought a carload of apples and we peddled them one winter? If it was through Meyer Goldshain, one of the gentlemen in town that had produce, and my father seen there were one set of apples. And I'm not telling you a story, I'm telling you a fact. So he recognized a good apple. They were at the market because my older sister was married on the old farm. She was married Jenny Thelman. She was married in 1916 February on this farm. And her husband Sam McRae was quite a successful young man at the Kingston paper mill that at that time they operated under the ladies' roofing of Lois and Shales. I can't think of the name of the company. I had other plans. Anyhow, I was a foreman there. Jenny, he was a boarder when we first moved into Kingston because they were glad to see another Jewish family. Mm. And his boarder was here. Unfortunately, he went back home.
Well, will you tell us what happened during World War I, how your life was affected and life on the farm?
Well, we were busy on the farm. My oldest brother was registered. We did have to go, he wasn't called, because we had what they call so many cattle, that they call them units. And if you had, I think we already had the farms together, and it was 110 acres. Father needed help. And I know we bought more than 4 horses when we got started this business. And this, by the way, 1914, this was off the old farm. Mm-hmm. Because we helped Miss Lucy bring that up in the first summer we were there with orange juice from one of those gallon glass containers turned upside down with the crushed ice. We had to see those fountains that you could travel with.
Now, on the farm, you had the cows, and what did you grow?
We started out with oats, and we had millet.
Now, I believe you told us that millet was a crop new to the people here, and your father...
The millet was one of the crops that my father knew, and nobody grew any of it, because he had already leased some land from the Smallman Coal Company. I think it was the following year, because we already had made room for more cattle. And he knew how to farm, and he wasn't buying and getting somebody else what they didn't care, only to sell. He bought what I'm trying to tell you about, a carload of the vines of apples when he's seen them. We peddled, well, let's finish on this. We peddled apples, hucksters, at winter, going to the frost chases in.
Oh, were the apples from trees on your land?
No, this was a carload of apples in the fruit market where this Meyer Joe Goldshain. Meyer was in business on Clay Avenue, the Goldshain family. Joe. I couldn't think of his first name. Joseph, of course. We got acquainted. Every pound of Jeanette already was thrifty. What I mean by that is the glass works are gone today. There's no trouble to be, and my knowledge that I have seen there, anyone care to work. Made a handsome living because if you brought in what these people had need for, now if you brought in toys, of course, well, that'd be a different story. But the food line, there was a good demand. The children were growing, and the populace was increasing, and the buildings were doing fine because I know these Myers that I was just telling you that you got the lean-to shandy, so to speak. Well, you couldn't buy one load of material today, well, any time from then on, what he bought the building for him. And the size of them, because the lean-to leaves room for 10 cattle. And we after this prayer. And by the way, this was done yet on the Rennet farm. And these Italian boys down here, here's something that I'm very careful when I deal with a Christian friend, especially the Italian. And I'm talking about the northern Italians. If you do the right thing with them, you're their buddy. Kumbara, you know. Buonasera, I can say it in Italian. It's not only you, but don't let you. Any chance bring in your southern friends in. You heard about that. These lovely people, they were not only loyal to you, they would recommend you to your relatives, and I had the third generation as customers. They would come on a Sunday to help me build and fix, put in sandwiches in the barn, help me put up a poultry building that was 20 by 80. I didn't stop just with the cows. I had 1,500 layers. And I dealt with Wiltshire. You probably heard of the Wiltshire farms. They're in Eastern Peace were so big. Mm-hmm. Whenever I started with them, this is a graduate from Penn State. When you're shaking your head for a good reason, you can't expect a good plant, or you can't expect a good egg or a quart of milk if you don't feed your cattle or chickens feed that will make it, because they're just an instrument to work with. Now this gentleman in Wiltshire, he was a Penn graduate and he ground his own feed. We only bought feed ones from Alphans. We had about 40 stores. But we found out what he was buying to make feed. We only bought once because at a public sale, now my father, all of us were Sansons. Now you've heard of the Sanson family. You think they were brothers in the same way. Competitors, but they were in Greatville. And believe you me, if a customer moved to Greatville, I didn't run into with that customer. Sanson, it's the same for Sansons that they moved to West Jeanette or Penn, because I had them. If we came into a minion, more Sanson came from Greatville, my father from Penn, PA. There was no trouble for a minion in the center of the town. I'm so proud that if you ask me how competition got along, it helped to bring trade in. Because, well, there was enough to do for all, and like you see, we spread out. We didn't stop just with grapes and others. We couldn't, oh, by the way, the grapes was on this farm. But after the First World War, we needed some help, some doings, a wedding. I was part of this year in July, so I had a good time too. When Darren came over across, and my dad was able to communicate with him where he worked, where he had been in the service. He left the family to get here. We thought he could get in the factory. I mean, well, at that time, he couldn't speak a word in English. And how he was able to communicate with Polish or whatever they had. If I remember for the wood, that he was a family man. Well, I think offered him $1 a day on the food and clothing for the stuff. He spent the summer with us. We made room for him and his relatives in the factory, like when the youngsters started school around September. That summer, my dear, the $30 my father gave him went to you. And he always had what he needed, just a cigarette. My dad was a terrible cigarette smoker. I don't know. Tell you the truth, and it had to be the Murat or the Helmar, the most powerful cigarettes I smoked in my lifetime. I'll tell you how I did it.
So the farm had oats, millet, grapes, chickens, cows.
And didn't have too many chickens on the old farm. We had no room for them. We had a few for a small coop for our own use, but the poultry business. Truly, I didn't go into it until I quit retail. See, I finished up by...
Yes.
No. I finished up by what we call cash and carry. And let me tell you, I owe it to my darling Candles, Clara. She spent a lifetime in 54 to go away from Linton's. You heard about that?
Sure.
I owe Mr. Linton, the so-called matchmaker, when she introduced me to him. She met her on my niece's wedding at the Glaze Room, and then we dedicated to shipping. It's 54 I married her, it could have been in the early 50s, maybe 51, 52, and there was a family get together between the Gazeshes and the Youngs. You've heard of the Young family? And Nelson Young's mother and mine, Clara, were cousins. So this is how I got tangled up with a woman from the city. And you couldn't blame her. She was black. She was a pictures of her.
Can we see them a little later?
Sure.
We just want to, if we could go back up, because we really want to hear about your family. Just, can we finish about World War One? Did you have to grow more crops or anything like that for the war effort? Was there, I mean, how were you affected?
We had to report every bushel of grain that was produced. And the thrasher was there. We had 100 bushel of barley or 200 bushel of oats. It was reported.
Mm-hmm.
We had to report every animal. And of course, I was old enough to be able to count figures.
Mm-hmm.
But the older brother and my older brother, and the rest of the PC, could read and write the three languages on his bar mitzvah.
And who did you report this to?
The U.S. government.
The Department of Agriculture?
Or? No, you had the IRS.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And if we didn't have units enough to hold our men on the farm, if we didn't produce, in other words,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember the wording, would we win the war? It was on big flights at the
mm-hmm.
post office building in Little Town in Jeanette. So we had to produce food.
Uh-huh.
And if you showed on your return that you had what you had, Dave was born in 1910. He was a squirrel. My older brother, well, they seemed that he was needed at home. Do you know that they got us teenage boys to help us out? Or maybe the older ones? When I had a retired coal miner, an old Woody Smith, he couldn't work if he didn't have a glass of beer. I managed to get in the case of the brewery because the Victor Brewing Company, my pals, I could get ice off somebody. Because the yard man, so to speak, the yard boss, Pete Bedone, I don't remember his name, would come a walking, his wife would come to the dandelions on the field on Sunday. All I had to do was stop there and get the horses, you know, and we got what we call cullets for ice cream purposes, cooking. 300-pound blocks. Remember what ice blocks used to be? Now, I wasn't in the city of Pittsburgh, but Victor Brewery had two ice plants, one in Greensboro, one in Giant. Working day and night. And the heat of the summer came on. I have no idea how many blocks of ice they produced. But where we used for our purpose, including cooling our milk, and by the way, I'll tell you what problem we had during the summer months.